This is Sam from the Mask and Journey podcast, and our goal with the podcast is help you to try to find your way in this difficult world. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Man Talk, brought to you by TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, where they're devoted to breaking down the walls of race and denomination and challenging men to take their God-assigned role. Here's our hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy.
Well, praise the Lord, Man Talk Radio listening audience. You do have Pastor Hardy here, and across from me, I have Pastor John McCoy with Faith Fundamental Baptist Church in Eden, North Carolina. Welcome back, Pastor McCoy.
Thank you for having me.
You know, last time we were here, there was a lot of craziness going on. We were talking about the riots and all that going on there during that time. But today we have a subject, audience, that we're going to be talking about. And we want to ask you the question, are you called or are you chosen? Because, see, there's a difference between the two, and Jesus outlined this in Matthew chapter 22, verses 1 through 14. So, Pastor, why don't you start by reading 1 through 4?
And Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parable and said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Again he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatling. And are killed, and all things are ready, come unto the marriage.
So when you read that, Pastor, what do you make of that?
Well, when we first get into the scripture, we have to understand that he's trying to show us two things by parable in a way that we would understand it.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to show us how, before we go deep into it, the Jews refuse to understand what he was trying to give them while he was opening the door for the Gentiles to come in. This is a universal passage because God wanted them to know here that he had opened the door for them to come in, but he also was allowing the Jews, which at the time we always go by, they were the chosen people.
Mm-hmm.
He was also offering them a way to come in first,
mm-hmm,
and to be a part of this marriage, which he was basically talking about Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And he began to tell them, the door is open for you. Come in. It's almost like telling someone who says they are saved, the door is open for you. All you have to do is receive what I have for you. I've already set the table.
Mm.
I've already killed the feast.
Mm-hmm.
See, Jesus has already died.
Mm-hmm.
And the feast is set before us,
mm-hmm,
if we accept what he is offering us.
Amen. You know, that's good. Because, see, that, and I like what you said earlier, because, see, a parable is simply a natural illustration. And we can go into deep dive. But in simple, a parable is a natural illustration that conveys a spiritual meaning. So Jesus is not going to use anything, any examples within this parable that the people were not familiar with, as you stated. So that opening of the door is an invitation. And so when he said, go out and call those that are bidden, that means you have an invitation. So the invitation is extended to you to come on and become part of the family. listener, come on and become part of the family. If you're not part of the family, come on. We will welcome you with open arms. But this is the thing about it, because we got to identify who the people are in this passage, too. So the king is who?
The king is Jesus.
Amen. King is God. The son
is Jesus.
Is Jesus. The servants are the ones who, that's you and me, folks. If you're born again, we are the ones going out telling the people that the marriage supper is ready. Come on, you are invited. You have an invitation. But what happened, Pastor?
I was just looking at verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
And it says he sent out servants.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we, like you said, we are the servants. And he told us that the harvest was plenty.
That's right.
He said, but the laborers are few.
That's exactly right.
So he sent out his servants to bring in those that had already bidden to come in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we think about that sometimes, because when we talk about we're saved,
mm-hmm.
we already have got the go-ahead to go out and bring in those that he has already talked about. So when we do that, when we go out and talk to those that God has sent us to talk to, a lot of times we have to go out there and there's people who's already said that they are saved. So we go out there to talk to them, to prepare them to even go further and take another step.
Amen.
So when he told them, those servants, to go out and get those who he had already said could come in, mm-hmm. all of a sudden, we find out that those weren't ready to come in. So we find that a lot in right. our church work.
That's right.
When he say, get those ready to come in, we say, okay, we got this program going. We got this ministry starting. Mm-hmm. We need to get out here in the neighborhood. The first thing they say, whoa, wait a minute. Yeah, I said I was saved, but I'm not going to go out there yet. I'm not ready. I don't want to be a part.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really not wanting to come into the marriage mm-hmm, right now. Mm-hmm. I got time to do that.
Yeah, they don't want to do the work. See, that's the thing. They don't want to do the work. So when the invitation is extended to you, if you are not saved, and an invitation is extended to you, you heard the gospel from somewhere, because in order to be saved, you got to hear the word. So you heard the gospel from somewhere, and then somewhere along the line, there was an invitation given to you to come and be part of the family. Now, if I have an invitation to come, if I am invited to come, and then I say, no, I got more important things to do, then the question becomes, where are you putting your priority? See, so we don't even put a priority, Pastor, in reading the Word of God every day. And the Word of God is the only thing that can get you through. If I miss reading, studying, or even hearing about the Word of God on a daily basis, my spirit is feel wounded. It's like you're not feeding me. Mm-hmm. So see, that invitation is an invite to come on and eat, because the marriage is ready. The food is set. Come on, eat.
Well, I like the way you say that, and I'm going to step on this just because mm-hmm. I feel that, you know, we talk about the ones that the servants he sent out. And he tells us, a lot of times we hear servants that says, I'm a servant of God. I know what God wants me to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at a lot of young preachers.
Mm-hmm.
I have to go this way mm-hmm. because this stuff has to be taught.
That's right.
I look at a lot of young preachers
mm-hmm.
and they like the title of preacher,
mm-hmm.
but they don't want to go deep into what God has for them to do.
Mm-hmm.
See, when he sent his servants out to go get those that were already there and just be ready to come in.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go out there sometime and remind them what this feast is all about.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what he was trying to tell them. You know, go out there and get these people, bring them in. I've already invited them.
That's right. And see, that invite, I think it's the key, because you have to make a choice then. See, you're hearing the word, and the word should be doing something to you. And if it's not doing anything to you, then you're letting your heart become hardened as a result of it. And so the word of God is not going to bust through unless you open up the door. And I'm always told that the knob is on the inside. So I gotta open the door from the inside if I'm going to let him in. Now, if I deny the word of God, if I turn from the invite, then that also tells me about, again, where my focus is. You know, sometimes I when I counsel couples, and one of the first things they be talking about is money. They say, oh, I don't know where the money going. You know, my check is going into the savings account, the checking account, but I don't know where it's going. Well, if you open up that checkbook or look at that statement, you can follow where the money's going. And wherever the money's going, Pastor, that's where your priority is. That's where your priority is. So when Jesus gave that invite, and if you refuse the invite, then that's that your mind and your will is telling you that I have more of a priority than to listen to you telling me to come on into the church, because, you know, all the folks in there, you know, they sinning just like I am. What do you say to that?
Well, going back to what you said as a priority.
Yeah.
What I was speaking of, like young ministers,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Their priorities a lot of time is not on God.
That's right.
Their priorities on a title.
Mm.
So when you spend all your time playing these games and getting on these games, I don't know, they got all kinds of games. You call your friend and y'all play these games. But they never spend time doing any service for the Lord. They're not out there telling people about Jesus. They're not telling those that say that they are saved to come on in. Mm. Also, when you go to verse 3, you see that he said that, hey, wait a minute. They didn't want to come in
anyway.
That's
right. That's right.
You know, it wasn't what they wanted.
Had no desire.
Exactly.
And see, if you have no desire, again, that tells me I got a different priority. This is not my priority. Now, where the problem comes in is when we get ourselves in such a deep hole that all of a sudden we realize I have dug myself such a deep hole, I can't get out myself. Now I need some help for somebody to lower a ladder down, put a rope down in there, somebody to help me get out of this hole, because what has happened now is I will not be able to do it on my own. We're coming up on the break right now. We'll be back in a minute. More with Man Talk.
TAWCMM would love to have you join their community of men for breakfast every first and third Friday of every month. They have Bible discussions and fellowship after the best breakfast in town. The meeting location is at their gracious host church, First Christian Church in Kernersville, 1130 North Main Street in Kernersville. They have a hard start at 7 o'clock and a hard stop at 8 o'clock. First-time visitors eat for free. Join your hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy.
So we are talking about whether or not you are called or whether or not you are chosen. And Jesus is breaking this thing down for us right here. You know, so when we left after the break, we want to talk about now, Pastor, the ones who said, this is not for me. So now where do we go next?
The scripture says, but they made light of it and went their way, one to his farm, another to his merchandise.
See, so they went now, and they're saying, yeah, see, I got things I got to do. And I ain't got time for God. I ain't got time to come into no marriage. I got a business I got to run. I got a farm I got to keep up. The goats need to be milking. The chickens we need to pull them eggs from the chickens. They need to be fed. So they had all these other things to do. And see, that's what happened to us, Pastor, today. we have our priorities mixed up. And what we're doing is we're denying God for the sake of materialism. Mm-hmm. Now that's not to say that these things don't need to get done. We ain't saying that. But what we are saying is when you put them over the thing that's going to carry you eternally and bring you to the next level in the Lord, you better be focusing on Jesus.
Well, I just want to say when I was reading that, what I thought about was mm-hmm. when it said they made light of it.
Mm.
When people go to church and all they want to hear a preacher preach is how they should be prospering.
Oh, look out now.
They don't want to hear about you got to work for the Lord. Mm-hmm. You got to give your life over to the Lord. Mm-hmm. You got to have a relationship with the Lord. Mm-hmm. They want to hear about how the Lord is going to fund their mission.
Look out now.
But see, they don't want to hear, wait a minute, they make light of everything. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because, well, the church need to do this. Well, I can't do it. Well, we need to go see the homeless. Oh, I ain't going to go there. Mm-hmm. You know, it make me sick to go in them house. You know, they always got an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
But they always want God to give them something mm-hmm. to make them better.
And never want to give back.
Exactly.
As soon as God opened up the windows of heaven mm-hmm. and started pouring them out a blessing, then they find some other use for whatever blessing they get to do something else that is not beneficial for the kingdom of God.
And they make, it goes back to what you were saying, they dig themselves a hole.
Mm-hmm.
When they don't understand that their main priority should be, God, what do you want me to do for you now?
Exactly.
Now, when I go out here, you send me out here to get these people, Lord. How do I go out there? See, they never ask that question. Mm-hmm. You know, what do I say to them? What do I remind them of? He said, go get them. And they just went and just half-heartedly, will y'all come to the marriage?
Mm-hmm.
The Bible tells us we must go out and compel people to come inside. Mm. That's what scripture says. Mm. Compel them. That means you got to let them know that there's something going on that they need to come in and see.
That's right. And see, there's a way too to tell them how to do this, because we can't approach everybody the same way. But when God places on our heart to go do this, and see, in that next verse, he said that they took grab hold of these servants, and then some of them killed the servants.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I look at that and I say, okay, Lord, where in scripture or what is Jesus saying in reference to what's going to happen? Well, look what happened to the apostles. History tells us that most of them died a violent death for the gospel, for what they believe. Now, I look around the world in my lifetime and I've seen missionaries being slaughtered, people who were part of one religion, and then all of a sudden they come to the Lord Jesus Christ through Christianity, and then all of a sudden people want to kill them because you abandoned whatever faith that they were believing in. So what I'm saying to you, listener, is, are you ready to give yourself over to the Lord, even if it comes to things like this? Because, Pastor, it's coming. It's coming.
It's here.
Yeah. to where truly, if you go out and you start preaching the gospel, they're going to want to round you up and throw you in prison.
And it's sad that even when you go out with the word, mm-hmm. I'm not talking about just talking.
That's
I'm talking
right.
about with the word.
That's right.
There's even people that say that they are religious
mm-hmm.
or say, and they deny the word of God simply so that they can do what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So just like here, you know, they denied it. They went and got their merchandise. They went and got this. They had to take care of that. And never did they say, hey, you know, I'm going to go here first and take care of the Lord's business. Then I'm going to take care of my business.
Exactly.
So we look into this scripture here and this parable, and we see it's a parable of telling us we must be prepared.
That's right.
To meet the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we look at the scriptures in Matthew also, you go a few chapters over, and you see the virgins.
Mm-hmm.
And you see five of them got prepared.
That's right.
And you see five of them didn't do nothing. They do like a lot of people. They played around, you know, like a lot of people say, before I die, I'm going to give my life to the Lord. That's fine if you know when you're going to die. But that's what they did. They would not go out and prepare themselves. And when the bridegroom came and they heard him knocking, they jumped up and tried to prepare themselves then. But it was too late.
Too late. You know what that also, when you were talking about that, you know, so that also remind me of the parable of the sower. Because see, when he went out to sow, he sowed some just fell off, right out the bag. Some fell on the stony ground. Some fell on where the rocks, and they didn't have any root. This is the same thing. See, people didn't have any root. They received the word with gladness when they're in there, and they say, wow, look at Sister So-and-so or Brother So-and-so. Praise the Lord. I wish I could praise the Lord like that. Well, you can, because he's given you life. And with that life comes responsibility. And the responsibility comes with his agenda first, your agenda second, just like you were talking about. And see, with these young preachers, though, Pastor, they don't understand that according to the book of James, you are going to be, you and I, those who carry the word, those who minister and preach the gospel, we're going to take on a harsher judgment just because of where God has placed us. And so I say to the listening audience, to that young preacher out there, are you ready? Are you willing to say, Lord, I'm going to go into this thing knowing that number one, you called me, and number one, you chose me? Because see, I can be happy, have no root, Pastor. And all of a sudden, soon as a little trial and tribulation come, now it's, oh, Jesus, oh, Lord, oh, my God. And we start calling on the Lord. And the Lord was there in the good times for you to give your life over to him.
No, you know, you go back to Jeremiah, and he said that God said to the pastors, I'm tired of you saying that I have said, and I ain't saying nothing.
That's right.
You see, a lot of times y'all give it, I'm going to say I'm a pastor too, so I have to put myself.
That's right.
A lot of times as pastors, we have to be careful not to get out there and start saying what we want to say. You see, when we tell inviting people into this marriage supper that he's talking about here, we got to make sure that we're inviting, first of all, the ones that he asked to come in. Now, if they don't want to come in, then he got upset, like you were saying.
That's
he
right.
got upset
That's
that
right.
people doing what they want to do, people act like they want to do, act, and he getting upset. You killing people. Wait a minute, you ain't got no business killing them. He said, but look here, here's what we'll do. For those who we did not invite first, we're going to say, I fall in that category. The ones I didn't invite first, now, you can come in.
Come on now.
And he said, you come on in here now. Well, I got a dinner. I got a marriage set up. They don't want to come. You come. They don't want to follow my word. You come and follow my word. You see, that's what people got to understand. God don't have to wait on nobody.
No, he don't.
And he, you know, we act like sometimes if we ain't there, God's going to wait on us and do, you know, he's going to just wait. Oh, I got to have this person. God don't need none of us.
That train going to keep on
moving. Exactly. So he said, look here, y'all come in. Go get them that I didn't say come for. You just go get them all.
That's right.
You don't have to leave none of them. Tell them I got it ready. See, that's the way God did. God said, I'm ready for y'all. He said, I'm big enough to handle the Jews and the Gentiles. He said, I don't need to sit here and say I can't handle y'all. See, you know how some churches be like, I don't want this many people. Or I don't want that people to come in. I don't want white people to come in my church. Oh, I don't want black people to come in. God said, hey, if you're a child of God and I put you in this position to go out and get people, I want you to get them all.
That's right. That's right. Bring them all in here. And see, this is a future. Again, Jesus is using this parable, this natural illustration, to convey what's going to be happening in Revelation. And if you go over to Revelation, listener, Revelation chapter 19, beginning with verse number 7, and just go on down there, you will see basically the marriage supper taking place. And Jesus Christ, who the church is married to is going to be taking place in glory. So this is the future spiritual illustration and conveying this meaning of what's going to be happening in the future. We want to make sure we give you that, because what me and the pastor have been talking about here is the application piece. We're talking about how you can take these verses and apply it to your life.
Yeah, because when you start dealing with revelation, and you start dealing with what's going on there, you start finding out that a lot of this turns right back into the scripture.
That's right. That's right. It's like the Word of God said, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. So the Word of God interprets itself, and God don't need us. We need Him. Sometimes I think we forget that, Pastor. Well, I tell you what, we're not going to get through all this on this segment here. So we got to invite you back to come back, and we're going to continue talking about, are you called or are you chosen? And see, if you don't know the difference, we're going to be getting down to that as we break this thing down, because God is so good to us. Listener, we love you, and we just thank God for you coming and once again giving an ear to Man Talk Radio Podcast. We will see you next week. God bless you.
As we wrap up today's show, be assured that TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, is building a community of men that are Christ followers with a desire to be servant leaders in their homes, communities, churches, and work environments. Check out our website for upcoming events and regularly scheduled meetings. Drop us a note for topics that you would like to have us visit in the future. Thank you for joining us on Man Talk today. Visit us at www.tawcmm.com. Men walking the talk.
This is the Truth Network.